This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats worked through the weekend speeding towards articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Democrats say the charges are likely to focus on abuse of power and obstruction of the congressional inquiry. The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats, as he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in Hong Kong say protesters on Sunday set fires outside court buildings, threw gas bombs, and spray-painted graffiti on government buildings, marring what was otherwise a generally peaceful march. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. It estimated turnout of 800,000, but police argued it was much lower, at a mere 183,000. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is warning North Korean leader Kim Jong-un against hostile military actions, even as Pyongyang announced it had conducted a very important test at a satellite launching site. North Korea's state media says the test was conducted at a long-range rocket launching site near the border of China. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament on Sunday and suggested a possible multi-billion dollar loan from Russia would be a key source of revenues. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.